Folio and Baal de Rebecada, Oral Narratives in a Brazilian Quilombo. Luiz Moreto Abstract. This article describes the music of Baal de Rebecada and Folio de Bandeira from the perspective of two Rebeca players who are leaders in a rural Afro-Brazilian community. Their narratives rely on repertoire and music examples that are part of the oral tradition of these practices in the Quilombo. Adopting as its focus specific music pieces, this study reveals that Baal de Rebecada features rhythmic patterns indicating a mixture of Iberian and Afro-Brazilian aspects, to a much greater extent than literature suggests. My ethnographic work on these two Rebeca players highlights the association between their music practices and the socio-economic networks of the rural economy. The Baal and the popular Catholic Folio de Bandeira are associated with an agrarian traditional system and territorial relations that form a cultural setting that operates as agency, which has enabled the communities in Vale do Ribeira to reclaim the historical meaning of the Quilombo, Maroon community, and carry out a political campaign for the recognition of their land rights. As a result of broad social changes, community leaders acknowledge that they do not perform the tradition as it was once practiced and are now concerned with the extent to which future generations will maintain the rituals that characterize these rural Afro-Brazilian communities. This article aims to analyze the music practices in the Quilombo do Moro Seco, in southeast Brazil, with a focus on the practices of two Rebeca players who are leaders in their Quilombo community, whose livelihood is based on traditional agriculture. In their presentation about recent land recognition claims to the national government, their argument and supporting evidence focused on their Afro-Brazilian cultural heritage and agency. My analysis focuses mainly on musical practices with aim to challenge the notion of fandango as an exclusive Iberian Azarean style. Instead, I argue that, apart from sharing the same instruments in their performances, fandango and the Folia de race also share some similarities in their combinations of Iberian Azarean and Afro-Brazilian practices. I also suggest that such a mixture is much more relevant than has previously been suggested in other studies. The musicological aspect of my analysis is significant in that it opposes the argument that fandango is exclusively an Iberian practice. These aspects are revealed mainly through rhythmic patterns played in the Rebeca and the Caixa, the Tricilo, the Habanera, and the Cinquillo rhythm pattern. Vega 1967, Bahag 1979, Sandroni 2001, which are chiefly rhythms derived from the timeline patterns of African music. Floyd 2017, 69. The two community informants keep their repertoire based on oral references, with no musical notation other than the lyrics. The oral tradition requires that the musicians learn a social repertoire, Nettle 2005, in order to maintain these practices through generations of performers unable to perform the Baal or Batopé stomp dance in full due to social and musical changes, the lack of musicians and the effects of recorded music on festivities. The leading musicians performed musical examples during my research through music parts related to each instrument. I start this article by locating the Caixara culture because the music practices and instruments of this community are closely associated with Caixara music, as shown by a substantial number of studies that have focused on the description of the social and musical characteristics of this culture. For example, Willems 1952, Andrade 1972, Setti 1985, Arojo 2004, Pimentel, Gramini and Correa 2006, Deegs and Coelho 2013, Correa 2016. Although the members of this community are often regarded as Caixaras, they rarely make use of the term, often calling themselves Quilombolas, suggesting a connection to the recent ethno-racial demands in Brazil. Although the Afro-Brazilian Quilombolas share the Caixara social and cultural setting, contemporary Quilombo communities only gained legal recognition with the new federal constitution of 1988, and their existence has only recently been acknowledged based on their cultural specificities. Before 1988, the historical Quilombos were distinguished as settlements of runaway slaves. After 1988, the existing Quilombos started to be recognized through the establishment of links to historical Quilombos on the basis of land occupation. However, Following the last revision of the legislation in 2003, it was established that Quilombos no longer needed to prove links to historical Maroon communities in order to be recognized as so. As a result of the reclamation of the term Quilombo by contemporary black rural communities, new legislation was passed to recognize land ownership in the last few decades. According to Elian Audouin, 2002, the notion of Quilombo land rights is not based on archaeological evidence of temporal occupation or on proof of biological heredity, as the Quilombos were not isolated groups with a strictly homogeneous population. Neither did these communities always spring from insurrectional or rebellious movements. Rather, they consisted, above all, of groups that developed daily practices of resistance through maintaining and reproducing their characteristic ways of life and consolidating a hold on their territory. 2002-18. The Vale do Ribeira. Vale do Ribeira is a region located between the southern part of the state of São Paulo and the northeast of the state of Paraná, with a total area of 2,830,666 hectares and the population of approximately 480,000 inhabitants. The area contains numerous environmental protection units. Map 1 illustrates the Quilombo communities in the Vale do Ribeira and the regulatory status of each Quilombo concerning the use and occupation of the land. Map 2 depicts the road access to the Quilombo of Moro Seco off the federal highway BR-116, with the nearest towns being Juquia and Registro. The coastal area encompasses a number of different ecosystems, a vast river valley and a complex of coastal estuary lagoons, whose mangrove swamps form part of the Serra do Mar, Atlantic Forest. Map 1. Quilombo communities of Vale do Ribeira. Cartographic base and regulatory status. Font. Base Cartographica, IGC, 2009, Territorius Quilombolus, It Speiacone, Vegetaceo, SOS Mata Atlantica, 2008, Map 2, Road access to the Quilombo do Moro Seco from the main federal highway, with Juquia and Registro being the nearest towns. The region was colonized in the early 16th century by the Portuguese and Spanish settlers following the expeditions of Américo Vespúcio and João Solis, respectively, who landed on the island now known as Ilha do Cardoso, which includes Cananéia, the southernmost city in the state of São Paulo. The Querejo people, who are part of the indigenous Guarani linguistic family, Litaif 2009, inhabited the region at the time. However, they had all but disappeared by the 17th century. The Vale do Ribeira was also the seasonal home of the Guena people, from the G linguistic group, who visited the area during the winter to fish. The Guarani subgroups Maya and Chiripa, who currently live in most of the Brazilian southeast coastal region, arrived at the beginning of the 20th century from the inner parts of Spanish America and Brazil. There are no specific dates for the arrival of African peoples in the Vale do Ribeira, but it is possible that they were initially transported there in the 16th and 17th centuries to work as slaves in the gold mines. The city of Iguape served as a central slave market, dealing not only with African slaves but also with indigenous Brazilians. Many of the rural Afro-Brazilian communities in the region were formed after the period of gold mining ended, relying on subsistence agriculture, such as the cultivation of rice. Stuckey 2008. The predominant African groups in southeast Brazil were the Bantu-speaking subgroups from Congo, Angola, and Mozambique. Sleens 1992. 55-56. Even with the decline of the African slave trade from 1815, slaves from these regions continued to arrive in Rio de Janeiro and were then re-exported to southern ports. Gomez 2012. 15. Many of these captives were probably sent to São Paulo, to the ports of Iguape and Cananéia. The Bantu-speaking subgroups were known by a variety of names: Angolas, Congos or Cabindas, Bingulas, Bangalas, Cassanges, Dembas, Macus, and Angicus, and the main languages of these peoples in Brazil were Quimbundo, Quicongo and Umbundo. After the abolition of slavery, the Vale do Ribeira continued to receive frequent clandestine shipments of enslaved peoples as its wild and jagged coastline deterred inspections by the authorities. Official documents from the time recorded the clandestine disembarkation of slaves in Iguape. Canabrava 1950. 560. Boxer 1977. 349. One legal document details how a municipal judge confiscated a ship that had transported African slaves who, once disembarked, were probably taken along hidden routes through the forest. One slave was found on the same day, triggering an official inquiry. The court record recounts that Menecritos, black people, were summoned to act as interpreters during his interrogation, but communication was impossible. No one was able to comprehend his language. Canabrava 1950. 562. Quilombo and Kaysera socio-cultural practices. The remaining cultural traditions of Kaysera people, such as festivities, dances, and choreography, are associated with fishing, hunting, and farming. In the case of the Kaysera, resisting the pressure on their customs, Thompson 1991, links directly to the potential loss of their land and to social modernization. Seti 1985. Quilombo communities in Vale do Ribeira form part of Kaysera social life. Their artistic manifestations and their practices, such as collective work or mutireo, are related to local merrymaking, dancing, and choreographed musical performances. The mutireo, pixireo or puxireo, is part of the subsistence agriculture of the Kaysera people. Deegs 2006. A method employed by small farmers and fishermen, which brings the community together to share the work on the plantations, the harvesting, the fishing, and even the building of houses or boats. The host responsible for the mutireo usually offers to throw a party with live music and food for all his fellow workers engaged in the collective task. The interpersonal relationship and kinship play a major role, especially with the family blocks, members of the same family living in the same neighborhood, as indicated by Antonio Candido, 2010. 237. The musical events that take place soon after the mutireo work is completed is a communal moment of joy, where people can socialize with local residents but also with other communities from the broader area. The celebratory atmosphere is expressed in the form of a dance party, called a baal or bait pay, as in the baal de Rebecada, dance party based on Rebeca repertoire, in Moro Seco, generally called Fandango Kaysera. It constitutes the basis of partnerships, strengthening family ties through dating and marriage, and consolidating friendships among the elders. Fortes Filho, 2005, 45. Through their self-definition as Afro-Brazilians whose heritage is connected to a former Maroon community, the members of this Quilombo have championed not only their traditional livelihood based on an agrarian economy, but also their syncretic religious practices and music rituals. The Socio-Environmental Institute, ISA in Portuguese, had a significant role in assisting the communities to identify their historical, cultural, and territorial heritage to present their case to the federal government. See Andrade and Tato 2013. Quilombos are guaranteed the right to be characterized as so even by self-definition, although part of the communities have been recognized, which is the case of Moro Seco. The situation of many communities in the Vale do Ribeira still needs to be settled in terms of legal rights for land occupation. The Programa Brasil Quilombola, Brazilian Quilombo Program, is responsible for consolidating the related public policies to attend the interest of the Quilombo communities in different areas. Based on Decree 4887/2003, the concept used in the program says Quilombos are ethnic racial groups according to self-attribution criteria, with their own historical trajectory, endowed with specific territorial relations, of black ancestry, and related to resistance to historical coercion. However, in the legal sphere, land management encounters many barriers to guaranteeing the right to title such lands on which communities live. See Silva and Borges 2015. Rebeca Players Bonifacio Modesto Pereira Moro Seco, a rural area in the mountains, is located within the Atlantic Forest. According to the inhabitants of the area, Moro Seco itself was originally known as Capova, a deforested, open clearing where escaped slaves fled and made their home. Figure 1. Bonifacio Pereira playing the Rebeca photograph. Luiz Moreto, Bonifacio Modesto Pereira, a highly politicized representative of his community who has previously served for a term as a councillor in the town of Juquia, explained some of the difficulties he has faced in the battle for legal recognition of land. However, in the early 2000s, the possibility of gaining land rights through a Quilombo federal statute emerged. These rights were conceded to lands as long as they were maintained strictly as collective properties. According to Bonifacio, the history of his family is entwined with the land and its usage. Combined with its socio-cultural background, the community's distinctive way of life met all the necessary requirements to have the land recognized as a Quilombo. His grandfather, who was probably a fugitive or freed slave, arrived there as a single person. But now, as Bonifacio mentions, there are 22 families in the area, totaling around 86 individuals. For him, the patrimonio cultural heritage of the Quilombo, which includes the Baal de Rebecada and the Folia de Bandera, are part of their characteristic way of life. In Bonifacio's view, the Folia de Bandera is a semi-religious ritual brought from Portugal during the colonial period, and it is a core factor of devotion in the community. In fact, the Folia de Bandera has been connected to the Iberian Peninsula since the colonial period, and, in Portugal, there is written evidence of groups performing songs during King's Day, the 6th of January. Accounts of Folias mention a group of men dressed in elaborate, stylized clothing and accompanied by musical instruments such as accordions, tambourines, and drums. Tremura 2004-01. Also corroborating the description of Bonifacio, musicians, singers, and dancers take part in jornadas journeys, performing as they walk from home to home in the community. Although it revolves around the biblical story of the Nativity and the three kings or wise men, the theme can also involve events from everyday life, including scenic choreography of love and war. Folk Catholicism, with its syncretic rites, combines elements of Iberian and Afro-Brazilian cultures and still exists throughout Brazil. These practices, which include the Congada, Mozambique, or Folias, emerged during the colonial slave era and contributed to the growth of syncretic religious rites and socio-political activities which, in Brazil, fall under the rubric of popular Catholic rituals. Thus, enslaved peoples interacted with at least two different cultural systems, the colonizers and their own. Roger Bastide, 2007-1960, points to the way in which the African mentality was radically transformed and Christianized to the point where African deities were identified with Catholic saints, and one was recognized as Christ. See Ramos 1935, Apta 2005. The ritual syncretism would then be explained by an earlier assimilation of collective representations involving a shift from one social stratum to another. Bastide, 2007-1960. 276. According to Deeds, 2006-17, along Brazil's São Paulo coast, the Folia de race emerged purely in a local sense and was carried out by the Caesara residents themselves, without the supervision of any religious entity. The processional forms emerged mostly through patrons and festivals connected to the Catholic tradition, and were devoted to a specific son and nurtured by the Imandades, brotherhoods. The brotherhoods were pivotal for Black and Mestizos to adjust to the imposed subservience of the Catholicism, and as a way to resist the colonizer. Above all, the brotherhoods operated as associations that attended the needs of Blacks and mulattoes in the colony. Russell Wood 1974-569. Generally, the fandango was very popular as a ballroom dance in the 19th century, and as such, was practiced by different social classes in Brazil. It was therefore largely accepted by the dominant class of slave owners. However, the batuque drumming and dance practices, which included the fandango, were performed only by slaves and poor whites, and the practice began to be discriminated against when economic elites of Brazil started to adopt European bourgeois habits, rejecting local popular culture. Most drumming and dancing practices that fell under the term batuque were often considered raucous party music by these elites. According to Magnus Pereira, the fandango was regarded as having a libidinous and lascivious character, and its practice was restricted in several communities, where the style was seen as a corruption of local customs, and it was occasionally banned. In the colonial period, the fandango formed part of other drum and dance events capable of assembling slaves, freed Africans, poor whites, and mestizos to perform in the censorless slave houses, in the yards or on the city streets. Magnus Pereira indicates that the fandango and the batuque consisted of the same thing. Pereira 1996-165. However, it is not possible to establish that fandango and batuque were in fact similar practices, or were generally ways to refer to diverse social dances. The notion that fandango is part of Afro-Brazilian music was not rare among artists. In a 1949 autobiography, for example, the actress and writer Luz del Fuego 1948, referred to fandango as a dance of Estranho Samba Afro-Brasileiro, weird Afro-Brazilian taste. An anthropological report commissioned by the Brazilian government states that the Quilombolas claim that the fandango is of African derivation does not correspond with the truth. Turati 2006, 36. The report indicates that this so-called error has its origin in the Quilombolas' desire to preserve their cultural heritage. Although recognizing that this emerging sense of cultural identity is positive for the future of Quilombo communities, the report does not take into consideration the cultural influences of European, African, and indigenous peoples that can be found in the Brazilian fandango as played in these Quilombo societies, which embody the miscegenated transformation of the music. In his descriptions of the dance called Lundu, in early 19th century Brazil, Johann Rugendus also mentioned another dance performed by couples which could have been the fandango, cited in Stevenson 1968, 22-3, Friar 2117. It appears that during the 16th and 17th century, the fandango was already Africanized, incorporating the umbigada and foot stomp. For example, it also contributed to the choreography of the Lundu, Friar 2117-19, and the rhythmic patterns were chiefly Afro-Brazilian. Considered lascivious and obscene by the Catholic Church and the colonial authority, these dances suffered coercion or were banned, with practitioners developing tactics to preserve the music. These tactics may indicate the way rhythmic structures survived. The argument that the fandango was influenced by the rhythm played on those dances corroborates the claims by those Quilombo inhabitants that fandango has, to some degree, Afro-Brazilian influence. In fact, while there are predominant aspects in the dance, choreography, and instruments that point to an Iberian genealogy, aspects of the rhythm are common to other Afro-Brazilian music genres. Foot stomping rhythms like other Afro-Brazilian music and dance genres, the Moda Rufado, foot stomping dance presents a characteristic Brazilian syncopation Andrade 1959, Sandroni 2002, which is XXXXX or, as I illustrate in the musical transcriptions below. In the following examples, the transcription reveals two different rhythmic patterns during which the dancers strike the floor with both feet or with each foot in turn. First, I show the pattern, music examples 1 and 3, and then its division between the two feet, music examples 2 and 4. The dancers perform the linear rhythmic patterns by beating each foot alternately or together, music example 1, music example 2, music example 3, music example 4. These transcriptions of rhythmic patterns were based on the examples provided by Bonifacio and his brother, Hermes, in Quilombo do Moro Seco, which matched with the patterns in recordings and live performances during the Festa dos Navegantes, Seafarers Festival, in the town of Cananeia. Bonifacio pointed out that the rhythmic patterns change according to the moda, the song or musical piece. Each moda is defined by a particular name and introduces different themes, rhythmic patterns, verse structures, and aspects of dance. Correa and Gramini 2006, 21. The Rabica, according to Bonifacio, Rabica playing is associated with the three voices of the Folio ensemble. There are three singers in the Folio de Bandeira, the Folio, the Revela or main singer, the Baixeo, the lowest voice, and the Type. So, to accompany these three voices, we play the melodies on the Rabica. In the Quilombo's Folio de Bandeira, it is the Folio who leads the verses, either singing solo or initiating the question and answer sequence with the chorus. The Baixeo is a lower voice that usually sings a third or a sixth from the main voice, and the Type, Tripe, Tipple, is a thin, shrill voice, suitable for boys, or sung by adults in falsetto. It can be a male or female voice that generally sings an octave above the main voice as each phrase comes to an end, thus ensuring its tonal tessitura. Setti 1985, 181. The Type is an important element in Portuguese music. In his analysis of this type of vocal tradition in the music of female singers from the region of Minho in northern Portugal, Oliveira, 1966, describes how the high pitched voice also delineates the ornamentation of the song and emphasizes the ends of phrases. As an accompany to the voices, the rebeca has a specific mode of construction. Its fabrication involves choosing a particular cakesita tree, Tababuya cassinuds, belonging to a species native to the Atlantic forest. The instrument is shaped out of a large plank of this soft, white wood. This type of rebeca is called the rebeca de coxo, trough fiddle, a one-piece back and ribs fiddle that has a distinct top and back, depending on how they are joined to form the whole body. The type of rebeca used in the quilombo is the three-stringed instrument which plays two melodies using double stops or one melody with frequent use of bourdon through open strings. Asked if he would give an example, Bonifacio demonstrated by playing the melodies on double stops, clarifying that these are employed as two lower notes and can function as a bourdon on the low third string to support the group singers by giving them a pitch reference. Figure 2. A three-stringed rebeca de cocho ad quilombo do Moro Seco photograph. Luis Moreto. The existence of a variety of rabecas made out of wood from trees native to the Atlantic forest is suggestive of the effects of hybrid cultures in which the original European violins and guitars were transformed into hybrid instruments. Hybridity is a concept proposed by Nestor Cantlany, who defines it as those socio-cultural processes within which structures of subjectivity and power, which exist separately, merge to generate new structures, subjectivities, objects and practices. 2015-19. Hybridization in this context serves as a crucial explanation of how seemingly immutable musical practices and their cultures were transplanted to Brazil, where they went through a process of adjustment. However, this was not simply a juxtaposition of cultures but a miscegenation of people forming syncretic cultural practices, including its material culture. Stuart 1999. This process took course through the singular Portuguese colonization in the Americas, which was developed not only through power relations between the colonizing class and the subaltern classes, but also through mixed race union between people. Prado Jr. 1986. Such mixtures were well accepted by the Catholic Church. As with vocal music, instrumental music may have been introduced at a time when the Catholic Jesuit order had a greater presence in Brazil. The rebeca practice contains some of the characteristics of polyphony, such as the instrumentation and tuning standards, drawn from European Renaissance and pre-Baroque periods. The greatest expansion of the Jesuits in the Portuguese colonies occurred during the 17th century, and this coincided with the increase in Brazil of musical instruments of European provenance. Marcos Holler lists the musical instruments found in colonial institutional inventories in the Americas, revealing the scarcity of fiddles. Holler argues that it is not possible to determine whether the construction of string instruments reflected the influence of the Jesuits or not. 2010. 57. Although there is a lack of correlation between string instruments and the rebeca's dissemination in Brazil, the music of the Folia de Reis and Fandango reveals some similarities with the early European sacred music that the Jesuits played in Brazil. Christopher Page, 1987, notes that the modal melodies and the modal bourdon in medieval fiddle or tirana music has a frequent occurrence of fourths and fifths. In the Folia de Bandeira and Fandango of Moro Seco, the rebeca's tuning patterns also combine fourths and fifths, which Page calls heterophonic tuning, mixing different intervals in a similar way to medieval fiddle playing. 1987. 128-30. The tuning of the rebeca. Bonifacio describes two different tuning patterns for the rebeca, the afinação por baixo, a lower pitch, which is used in the procession of Folia de Bandeira, and the afinação alta, a higher pitch, which is used when playing in the collective prayer of Reisado. The tuning used when performing the Folia de Bandeira is formed of two consecutive fifths. Music example 5. Afinação por baixo. The tuning adopted to perform the Reisado is a fourth followed by a fifth and is called afinação por baixo. Music example 6. Afinação por cima. An analysis of these tunings reveals that the pitch is lower than the international standard pitch of A 440 Hz. It is approximately a semitone lower than the standard pitch. For instance, FCG is a lower semitone tuning of GDA. In fact, both Bonifacio and his brother, Hermes, tune their instruments by ear, as they have perfect control over their perception of the intervals without need of a tuner or diapason. If, as appears likely, the sonority of the rebeca is linked to that of older instruments dating back to the European Renaissance, The perception of musicians trained in these traditions is based on the tuning of around A416 Hz, standard in Renaissance and Baroque music. Haynes 2002. The tuning patterns mix fourths and fifths with the use of double stops played simultaneously as two melodies, with one occasionally functioning as a bourdon. Music example 5 illustrates the use of double stops and bourdon effect. This probably enabled these instruments to reproduce the polyphony music of composition forms that the Franco-Flemish school brought from Burgundian Netherlands to northeastern Brazil. As part of the Brazilian universe of musical hybridization, the rabeca of Mauro Seco is often used to appropriate timbral and modal expressions that may have affiliations with European medieval music, a strong possibility given medieval music's influence on the instrumentation of the Renaissance and Baroque periods. Music example 7. The music example 7 is a transcription of the piece called Balanço as played in the rabeca by Bonifacio. The title of this moda, Balanço, swing, is suggestive of its character as a dance. It is interesting to note the swinging, dance feeling of the characteristic syncopation and habanera rhythm patterns, which are divisions of the trisillo. Sandroni 2002, 106.7. Both the characteristic syncopation and the habanera rhythm pattern give the piece its balanço character. The displacement of the meter accentuation given by the syncopation pattern, as is clearly shown in bar 5. This is represented in triplets, as is the lower melody in bar 7, 11, and 28, but the effect is the same as the habanera figure above. The syncopated rhythmic patterns in bars 8, 12, 16, and 20 have the effect of the characteristic syncopation or cinquillo, although it is written with different figures. The two melodies are played in the rabeca solo. The predominant intervals between the two are fourths and fifths, similar to those page notes in European medieval fiddle playing. 1987. Although the use of thirds is also frequent, it occurs normally in the middle of the phrases, as in bars 8, 12, 20, 24, 27, 28, and 30. The intervals of fourths and fifths are emphasized at the beginning and end of the phrases, or in descending periods. This usual employment of fourths and fifths in the repertoire of the Folia de Bandeira corroborates Bonifacio's mention of the lower tune, giving a reference for the pitch when accompanying singing parts in the piece, sometimes functioning as a bass line or occasionally as a bourdon. Hermes Modesto Pereira. Figure 3. Hermes Pereira playing the rabeca photograph. Luis Moreto. Hermes Pereira indicated his aesthetic preferences when performing the Folia de Bandeira and the Barrel, including the instrument's specific sound and tuning, and the skill of the ensemble in reproducing the texture of the voice, the viola, the rabeca, and the percussion, as well as the rhythm of Beat-Pé itself, matching the sound of the instruments with the choreography of the dance. In relation to his musical repertoire, Hermes mentioned a number of modas, in particular the Tirana Grande, which he believes is the most difficult musical piece performed in Mauro Seco. He explained that they used to play the Tirana Grande in the Folia de Bandeira and in the Mutireo, during the dance parties that followed the communal work. During the Tirana Grande, they initially set the rhythmic phrase by clapping, guiding the instrument's tempo and rhythmic patterns. The men and women first dance in pairs, but this quickly changes as they line up and form a figure of eight. This is the moment to clap hands and begin the stomp dancing. Figure 4. A Folia de Race group with Hermes Pereira playing the guitar and Bonifacio Pereira on the rabeca photograph. Juliana Ferreira Issa. Hermes, therefore, emphasizes that the musical performances integrate the everyday activities that accompany the annual cycles of nature and the cultivation of the land. Activities such as carpentry, fashioning products out of vegetable fibers, sowing and harvesting take place at specific times of the year and are all accompanied by musical rites. As Hermes notes, when Christmas comes around and we start to receive signs from the insects and cicadas, we remember that it is time to host the reasado and folia. Asked about a piece for the Folia de Bandeira, Hermes tuned his rabeca and performed the Toque de Bandeira, Song of the Bandeira. A composition of this type is called the Chegada, Arrival. The musicians perform particular songs at three specific moments. First, when they go to visit the host, they play the Chegada. Second, at the moment of arrival at the front of the house, they start to play a piece known as the Entrada, Entry, anticipating the moment when they step inside. And third, when the group leaves towards another house, they play the Despedida, Farewell. The group starts to play the instrumental performance, Tocando y Batiendo Caixa, on the rabeca, viola, guitar, and the snare drum or caixa de folia, as they approach the host's house. Only once they are inside the house does the singing commence. Music example 8. Music example 8 illustrates the texture produced by using the double stops and parts which emphasize the fundamental tone of the harmonic series. See Fiaminghi 2013. Throughout the piece, the open strings work as a bourdon to the main melodic voice. Although in this folia the bourdon changes from the tonic G to the dominant D, the first and fifth tonal degrees are not always stressed and the minor seventh degree characterizes the modalism. In this case, the mixolydian effect from B10 to B17 and in B29. The transcription is a semitone higher than it sounds in order to simplify the notation, but the pitch would be appropriate at A415 Hz. The dance character of this folia performance is reflected in the rabeca's dislocation of the upper and lower mordants, written as triplets of the different beats in the ternary time signature, affecting the metric accentuation of the measure. The triplet falls on the first beat, B2, B3, B4, B10, B11, B13, B29, B30 and B31, on the second beat, B3, B5, B7 and B17, and on the third, B9, B11, B20, B23, B28 and B30, or it occurs twice in the bar, B3, B11 and B30, or consecutively from beat 3 to beat 1, B9 to B10 and B28 to B29. Hermes is a caixa player himself and demonstrated the patterns used in the folia de bandera, using his voice as a guide, singing the main vocal part of the folia and the line of the rabeca. The transcription in music example 9 shows a despedida in which the vocal melody and the caixa line deliver three parts in a multilinear rhythmic pattern. Figure 5. Hermes Pereira playing the caixa de folia photograph. Luis Moreto. Music example 9. Hermes played the caixa with two drumsticks while singing a rhythmic accompaniment. The predominant rhythm patterns played on the caixa are the characteristic syncopation, XXXXX, the habanera, XXXX, and the trisillo, XXX. It is interesting to note how the player changes from the habanera pattern to the trisillo from B12 to B13. This short piece reveals the extent to which the folia de race is affected by aspects of rhythms of African derivation that were incorporated into popular Catholic rituals in this part of Brazil. According to Suzel Reilly, 2002, 42, the 8-pulse timeline of the trisillo is probably an influence adopted from slaves and foras, freed slaves, from northeast Brazil who were brought to work in southeastern coffee growing regions during the 19th century. Music and religion during the period of this field research. Hermes was the mass leader in charge. Despite the centralized nature of the Catholic Church, they do not nominate a priest to preside over these rituals. To verify the authenticity of this practice, it is necessary to turn to certain rules in the official Catholic Church that refer to the extraordinary ministry of communion, which gives, either temporarily or permanently, a person of faith who is in charge of the mass, the religious authority to distribute communion. This is a key factor contributing to the consolidation of the Quilombo and its members as musical religious subjects. The Quilombo is configured as a community without a centralized power where leadership roles change according to circumstance and time. In Brazil, a layperson in their social life congregating in the church may have acquired their position of power as a consequence of lack of ordens regulares, regular orders. The disorder of postures and regiments of office in Portugal, which were under reform from 1572. This led to the rise of judgment of the people and prosecutors of the masters to give the plebe worker a voice over norms and taxation regulated between the crown and the city council of Lisbon. Acquired during the 18th and 19th centuries, Langhans 1946. As musicians and community leaders, individuals such as Bonifacio and Hermes play a hierarchical role in the Quilombo. They are involved in the coordination of the religious and musical rituals, in the political and economic decisions of the community, and in the organization of agricultural activities. This role contains a dynamic of power and patronage that is not associated with economic position but with political and religious leadership in a society in which musicians are able to establish a respected personal stance or position. Waterman 1990. Figure 6. Hermes Pereira celebrating mass photograph. Luiz Moreto. Although the Catholic Church considers popular Catholic rituals such as the Folia de Bandeira and Congada as unofficial, for the participants these rituals sustain the fragile division between sacred and profane practices. They regard the Folia de Bandeira and Reisado as sacred rituals and the Baile de Rebecada as a secular event. It is through the different levels of permissiveness or censure that community members develop an understanding of the tenuous relationship between the sacred and profane within the context of each ritual. For example, one informant reported that he is not against the habit of drinking cachaça, a spirit made of sugarcane, during the religious processions, nor does he disapprove the use of alcohol at gatherings where the fandango is performed. However, he is generally critical if someone behaves inappropriately. For instance, he took issue with someone from another community who used to drink cachaça and reach the end of the ritual covered in mud and wrapped in the flag. Musical and social change currently. One of the main concerns regarding Quilombo music practices is the decrease in numbers of musicians with technical knowledge of instrument playing and repertoire. There has been a visible decline in the number of Rebeca players in the Quilombo communities of Vale do Ribeira. One issue that has contributed greatly to the disquiet felt by musicians of the older generation is the disappearance of the dance parties where bailes are performed. For example, the musicians of Quilombo do Mandeira, another community in Estrada do Eriri, a district of Cananéia, have lost their last Rebeca player. In an interview with a fandango group from Mandeira, the lead musician, Arnaldo, declared, "The live music was all we had, including music to celebrate our dance parties. There was no radio or recorded music. Even during the carnival, we performed the fandango live as our dance. Today, the youngsters do not want to learn anymore." Arnaldo mentioned that his fandango ensemble disbanded after the death of Angico, the Rebeca player, as no one currently knows how to play the Rebeca in their area. The evangelism of the new Pentecostal churches is pointed out as partly responsible for the decreasing number of players. Hermes mentioned the challenging situation provoked by the arrival of the Pentecostals. These new churches are among the many factors affecting the Caicedo community's way of life. Alongside urbanization, real estate speculation, and the creation of new nature reserves, Deegs and Coelho 2013, 96. Those converting to evangelical Christianity are discouraged from performing the fandango and the Folia de Bandeira as the church's regime attributes little respect for these genres. The conversion to other religious practices creates social and political divergences among communities, corroborating Bonifacio's and Hermes' concerns regarding the difficulty of maintaining Folia practices. Works cited Andrade, Mario de 1959, Danças Dramáticas do Brasil, 3 tomo, São Paulo, Livraria Martins Editora, 1972, Ensaio sobre a Música Brasileira, São Paulo, Martins Editora, Andrade, Ana Maria and Nilto Tato, eds. 2013, Inventario Cultural de Quilombos do Vale do Ribeira, São Paulo, Instituto Socioambiental, Alvarenga, Onida, 1946, A Influência Negra na Música Brasileira, Fatus Conhecidos, Boletim Latino-Americano de Música, Volume 6, pages 356-408. Apter, Andrew, 2005, Herskovitz S. Heritage, Rethink Syncretism in the African Diaspora, in Anita M. Leopold and Jeff S. Jensen, eds. Syncretism in Religion, Arida, London, Routledge, Araújo, also Maynard, 2004, Fandango, in Folklore Nacional, Danças, Recreação e Música, Vol. 2, São Paulo, Martins Fontes, Bachmann, Werner, 1969, The Origins of Bowing and the Development of Bowed Instruments Up to the 13th Century, Oxford, Oxford University Press, Bastide, Roger 2007, 1960, The African Religions of Brazil, Toda Sociology of the Interpretation of Civilizations, Trans by Helen Seber, London, The John Hopkins University Press, Boxer, Arno M. and Anita M. Malerbe, 1977, O Contrabando de Escrevas para São Paulo, Revista de Historia, Anno 28, São Paulo, USP, Number 112, Volume 56, pages 321-379, Brandeo, Carlos R., 1977, A Folia de Reis Mossamedes, Cadernos de Folclore 20, Rio de Janeiro, Funat, Brandeo, Feo, 1978. Quilombo, Cadernas de Folclore 28. Rio de Janeiro, Funat. Canabrava, Alice P., 1950. Desembarque Clandestino de Escrivas en Cananea, Revista de Historia, USP. Volume 1, Number 4, pages 559-562. Cancleny, Nasta G., 2015. Culturus Hybridus, Estrategias para entrar y ser de Modernidade, São Paulo, ed. USP. Candido, Antonio 2010. Os Parceiros do Rio Bonito 11 Odisseo, Rio de Janeiro, Ouro Sober Azul Editora, Quirino, Mary F. Du, 1997, Vale do Ribeira, A Voz e a Vez das Comunidades Negras, São Paulo, Arete e Ciência Unit, Castro, Zaid Emda, and Heresy do Picauto, 1977, Folha de Reis, Cadernas de Folclore 16, Rio de Janeiro, Funat, Coria, Joana Aro, 2016, A Construção Social do Fandango como Expressão Cultural Popular e Tema de Estudos de Folclore, Social, Antropol, Rio de Janeiro, Volume 6.02, pages 407-445 Del Fuego, Luz, 1948, Ava Dade Nua, Rio de Janeiro, N.P., Deeds, Antonio C., 1988, Biological Diversity and Traditional Cultures in Coastal Wetlands of Brazil. Paper presented at the 40th IUCN Conference in San Jose, Costa Rica. Deeds, A.C., and D.M. Coelho, 2013. O Fandango Caesara como Forma de Expressão do Patrimonio Cultural do Brasil. Iluminuras, Volume 14, Number 34, pages 85-103. Fiaminghi, Luiz H., 2008, O Violino Violado, Rabica, Hibridismo e Desvio do Metodo nas Praticas Interpretativas Contemporâneas, Tradição e Inovação M. José Eduardo Gramani, Tis de Doutorado, Campinas, Unicamp, 2013, Rabica Reborn, The Revival of the Brazilian Fiddle and the Historical Performance of Music, in M. Castelengo et H. Genovoise, AIDS, La Musique et ses Instruments, Delata, Filho, Paulo Fortes, 2005, O Cotidiano do Caesara sul Paulista, O Modo de Vida, Usos e Costumes, in, Deeds, Antonio Carlos Organizada, Encyclopedia Caesara, Volume 2, Falas Caesaras, Paulo Fortes Filho, São Paulo, Editora Husatec Nuporb Sec USP, Floyd, Samuel A., 2017, Isles of Rhythm, The Cinquillo Trisillo Complex in the Circum-Caribbean, in Floyd et al., eds., The Transformation of Black Music, The Rhythms, The Songs, and the Ships of the African Diaspora, Oxford, Oxford University Press, Friar, Peter, 2000, Rhythms of Resistance, African Musical Heritage in Brazil, London, Pluto Press, Giffoni, Maria A.C., 1973, Danças Folclóricas Brasileiras, São Paulo, Edições Mil Horamentos, Gomes, Flavio, 2012, The Atlantic Demographics of Africans in Rio de Janeiro in the 17th Centuries, Some Patterns Based on Parish Registers, Historia, Ciências, Saud, Mangdwinhus, Volume 19, Hall, Stuart, 2003, Cultural Identity and Diaspora, in J.E. Brazil, and A. Manna, eds., Theorizing Diaspora, Oxford, Blackwell Publishing, Haynes, Bruce, 2002 History of Performing Pitch, The Story of A. Lanham, Scarecrow Press, Hola, Marcos, 2010, Os Jesuítas e a Música no Brasil Colonial, Campinas, Editora Unicamp, Langhans, France Paul, Quitano, Marcelo 1946, As Corporações dos Oficios Mecânicos, Subsidios para a Sua Historia, Lisboa, Imprensa Nacional Volume 1 e 2, Levi, Joseph A., 2006, Compromisso e Solução, Escravidão e as Imandade Afro-Brasileiras, Origem e Formação das Confrerias Religiosas no Brasil Colonial 1522-1822, Brazilian Studies, Lit Verlag, BD2, Lindenberg, Jorge 2017, As Rabicas Brasileiras na Obra de Mario de Andrade, Uma Abordagem Prática, Florianópolis, Quebraventas, Litafe, Aldo, 2008, Semteco Neohartico, Semterra Neoha Cultura, Estudo e Desenvolvimento Autosustentable de Comunidades Indigenas Guarani, Espaço Amerindio, Volume 2, Number 2, pages 115-123, 2009, Okasuta Guarani, Mitologia e Territorialidade, Espaço Amerindio, Volume 3, Number 2, pages 142-160, Monteiro, Mauricio, 2008, A Construção do Gosto, Música e Sociedade na Corte do Rio de Janeiro 1808-1921, São Paulo, Atelier, Munanga, Cabanjal, 1996, Origine Histórico do Quilombo na África, São Paulo, Revista USP, Number 28, pages 56-63 Murphy, John P., 1997, The Rabica and Its Music, Old and New, in Pernambuco, Brazil, Latin American Music Review Revista de Música Latinoamericana, Volume 18, Number 2, pages 147-172, Odoir, Elian C., ed., 2002, Columbus, Identidade Étnica e Territorialidade, Rio de Janeiro, Editora FGV, Oliveira, Ernesto Vida 1982, 1966, Instrumentos Musicais Populares Portugueses, Lisboa, Calouste Gulbenkian, Page, Christopher 1987, Voices and Instruments of the Middle Ages, Instrumental Practice and Songs in France 1100-1300, London, Dent, Panem, Hortense, 1939, The Stringed Instruments of the Middle Ages, Their Evolution and Development, Rev. Ed by J. Pulver, London, W. Reeves, Pereira, Magnus R. de Mello, 1996, Semeando Iris Rumo e o Progresso, Ordenamento Juridico e Economico de Sociedade Perenense, 1829-1889, Curitiba, ed., UFPR, Pimentel, A., Gramini, D., Correa, J., eds., 2006, Musu Vivo do Fandango, Rio de Janeiro, Associação Cultural Cabaret, Porto, Guilherme, 1982, As Folhas de Reis no Sul de Minas, Rio de Janeiro, MEC SESC FUNET, Instituto Nacional do Folclore, Prado Jr., K.O., 1986, 1942, Formação do Brasil Contemporânea, São Paulo, Brasilins, Ramos, Arthur 1935, O Folclore Negro do Brasil Rio de Janeiro, Civilização Brasileira, Rayleigh, Suzel A., 2002, Voices of the Magi, Enchanted Journeys in Southeast Brazil Chicago, The University of Chicago Press, Race, João J., 1991, A Morte e Acute Uma Festa, Ritus Fonibus e Revolta Popular no Brasil do Século XIX, São Paulo, Sa. Das Letras, 1996, Columbus e Revoltas Escrevas no Brasil, Nos Achamos em Campo a Trata de Liberdade, Revista USP, São Paulo, Number 28, pages 1439, Russell Wood, AJR, 1974, Black and Mulatto Brotherhoods in Colonial Brazil, A Study in Collective Behavior, The Hispanic American Historical Review, Volume 54, Number 4, pages 567-602, Duke University Press, Seti, Kilza, 1985, Ubatuba nos Cantos das Praias, Estudo do Caesara Paulista e de sua Produção Musical, São Paulo, Attica, Silva, Liderines and Gabriel H. A. Borges, 2015, Comunidades Quilombolas do Vale do Ribeira e o Programa Brasil Quilombola, PQB, Relatório, Registro, Natslins, Robert W., 1992, Malungu, Ngoma Vem, Africa Coberta e Descoberta do Brasil São Paulo, EDUSP, Soler, Luis 1978, Origens Arabes no Folclore do Sertão Brasileiro, Editora de UFSC, Souza, M. de Mello, ed., 2008, The Construction of a Black Catholic Identity in Brazil During the Time of Slavery, Saints and Minkasi, A Reflection of Cultural Miscegenation, in El Sansone, E. Salmoni and B. Berry, eds., Africa, Brazil and the Construction of Transatlantic Black Identities, Trenton, Africa World Press, Stevenson, Robert 1968, Some Portuguese Sources for Early Brazilian Music History, Anuario, Volume 4, pages 143. Stuckey, Deborah, A.N. de Oliveira Jr., M. de F. Chagas, S. dos S. Brasileiro, 2000, Lordo Antropologico, Comunidades Negras de Ivaporanduva, São Pedro, Pedro Cubas, Sapatu, Nhangura, André Lopes, Maria Rosa e Pilos, Inti Andrade Ed, Negros do Ribeira, Reconhecimento Étnico e Conquista do Território, São Paulo, ITESP, Stuart, Charles 1999. Syncretism and its Synonyms, Reflections on Cultural Mixture, Diacritics, Volume 29, Number 3, pages 4062, Thompson, E.P., 1991, Customs in Common, London, Penguin Books, Tremura, Wilson A., 2004, With an Open Heart, Folha de Reis, A Brazilian Spiritual Journey Through Song, PhD Dissertation at Florida State University, Turati, Maria C.M., 2006, RTC, Relatório Técnico Científico sobre os Remanescentes de Comunidade de Quilombo de Mouros e Coiguape S.P., ITESP, Governo do Estado de São Paulo, Waterman, Christopher A., 1990, Jorge, A Social History and Ethnography of an African Popular Music, London, The University of Chicago Press, Willems, E., Massalini G., Eds. 1952, Busias Islands, A Caesara Community in Southern Brazil, New York, J.J., Agustin Publisher.